Today on the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, we're going to talk about some quick podcast success stories. I'm going to tell you why I'm really weary of Feedburner anymore. Also going to talk about why, when myself and other podcast consultants talk about Libsyn and Blueberry, why they are the best and why you should stay away from all these free services. We're going to go knee deep into that one. And I have a great free tool that will let you know when you should be sending your tweets.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting. And today we're going to talk about how to avoid some of the common mistakes of using free web hosting. So we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing to monetizing, all points in between, because everything you need to create and launch a successful podcast, you can find in one place. It's the place to start a podcast. It's theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to join me, I would love to have you in on the conversation. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. You can use the voicemail button on the right-hand side of the screen. And, of course, you can leave a comment out at our blog, which is schoolofpodcasting.com. How's it going? I'm very excited because what's really interesting about this, I recorded this podcast on Wednesday. And since then, I have found more material. So it's one of those things where I think I've come to that conclusion that I don't know that I can release a podcast and then wait 4 days for it to come out. You have to have really evergreen material. And with me, once I kind of put out the material, I'm kind of done with that topic for a bit. And so I am recording this as on September 23rd at 12:30 in the afternoon, Sunday afternoon, beautiful day here in Cleveland, Ohio. So that's something that's kind of interesting. I've found that recording them ahead of time, way ahead of time, I don't know if that's going to work for me, but we'll see as we go forward. But I really do appreciate you wherever you are, if you're on the treadmill, if you're out walking the dog, if you're listening in the car. So glad to have you along. And we're going to start off with some quick podcast success stories. And it was about a year ago, if you've been a regular listener to the show, I had a quick conversation with Marcy Rosenbaum. She does the Livelihood Show at livelihoodshow.com. And she's been doing it now for a year, and I kind of touched base with Marcy to see how things are going. She's actually hiring me now to help her create a media kit, and it's because she is now on a local Florida radio station. She's also, her podcast is on the Radio Ear Network, which is an internet streaming thing that you can actually get in iTunes. And of course, you can find her at livelihoodshow.com. So she's starting to, it's a year in, things are starting to take off. And so she's ready now to kind of monetize that. So she wants to create this great kick butt media kit that'll show her stats, show her audience, things like that. So congratulations to Marcy as she continues to move forward. Also wanted to talk about Scott Island. We heard about Scott, probably about 6 months ago. No, it was in December when I first talked to Scott. And he was doing the baseball experience, still does. He's kind of running out of time because Scott is now on the local TV channel talking about local wrestling. So how? Because he started a podcast. And I definitely got to have Scott on to tell that story. But just showing again that, here again, podcasting is opening doors to people, and it's you're networking with your audience, you're connecting with your audience, so you're getting to know them a little better, and you're building kind of a community around your topic. I'm reading a really great book. I'm into a whole two chapters of this, so if the last 10 chapters are awful, I apologize. But it's called Branded, and it's actually a book about how churches need to change the way they deliver their message. And they had a great example. They said, if you look at Blockbuster here in the U.S., Blockbuster was a video store. You could go in back in the day and buy VHS tapes, and then they expanded. You could buy games there, and you could rent them. You didn't have to buy the movie, because at that back in the day, you know, a movie was $90 if you wanted to own it. Seriously, when they first came out, now I think you can get a movie like for like $10. But you, instead of buying the movie, you could go and rent them. And then they went to DVDs, and then they had Nintendos, and then they had Xboxes and movies and things like that. Okay, so their mission was to allow you to consume movies inexpensively. That was their mission. along came Redbox. Now, Redbox, I don't know if you guys have these globally, but Redbox is a robot video store. You go there, you hit a bunch of touch screens, and this thing spits out a movie, and they charge you a buck, where Blockbuster used to charge you about $3, and then they would charge you if you didn't bring it back on time. And, of course, you were always told to be kind and rewind. And so Redbox has the same mission. They want to help you consume movies inexpensively, but they have a different tactic. And that's what this book is talking about, that churches need to change their tactics because the same old isn't working. And consequently, Blockbuster has gone out of business here, at least in my end of the neck of the woods. And they tried to change their tactic, but it was way too late, and I believe they ended up filing bankruptcy. Podcasting is a great tactic. So if you're a blogger, how'd you like to increase your audience by 20%? If you have an online store, how'd you like to increase sales by, you guessed it, 20%? It's a better tactic. It's a more intimate tactic. And that's what people are finding, like Marcy and Scott are finding. They're opening the doors here through podcasting. And I'll put a link to that. The author is Tim Sinclair. And of course, if you want to get this book for free, you can go to audibletrial.com/Dave. audibletrial.com/Dave. And the book is called Branded by Tim Sinclair.
Hi, this is Robert Chaz Chute of Self Help for Stoners, Stuff to Listen to When You're High. And that is a podcast that exists thanks to the School of Podcasting and Dave Jackson, all around nice guy and uber podcast guru. I had a podcast. I managed to put it together on my computer, but to get it available to the world, I just could not get the tech details down. It seemed like it should be easier, and I tried working out some of the stuff like the RSS feeds and the whole FeedBurner account, and I just didn't understand that part. You know, my thing is comedy and fiction and ebooks, and I was not the guy to figure this out. And finally, after banging my head against the wall, I realized that if this was going to happen, if I was going to have a podcast that was available on iTunes and the world, I needed Dave Jackson. So I talked to him about a one-on-one session, and he could not have been a nicer, more helpful teacher. Dave is extremely patient, and I needed somebody who was patient because as far as the tech details go, I was not patient. But not only did he walk me through getting the podcast set up, he even sent me a video afterward that showed me how I could continue to do it. And I just published my second podcast of Self Help for Stoners on iTunes, and I did it all by myself thanks to Dave's walkthrough. So if you're thinking about getting a podcast together, look no further. Dave is the guy to talk to. Dave is the man who will get it done. Thanks, Dave. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Robert. Talk about different tactics. Robert is an author. He's working on a couple books now. His latest book, Bigger Than Jesus, is this kind of whodunit mob kind of thing. And I know about this because Robert is giving away his book for free. He's reading a chapter each week in his podcast to promote his book on Amazon, which you can get. Again, it's called Bigger Than Jesus. Looks like Bigger Than Jesus, but it's Jesus. And there's a different tactic that he's using to build his audience with his podcast. He actually wrote a blog post about how authors should be podcasting, and he explained all the powers that he's been finding. And you can find that at All That Chaz. And Chaz is with two Z's, if you're nasty, and a great guy. And thank you so much for the kind words. I deeply appreciate that. Let's move on to FeedBurner. There's some talk going around, shall we say, that FeedBurner may be dying. I find that really, really hard to believe, but it's not impossible. Now, if you're new to podcasting, FeedBurner, back in the day, in 2005, it was hard to get your podcast iTunes ready. And so what you would do is you would take your basic RSS feed, you'd stick it into FeedBurner, and it would add the special Apple iTunes stuff, and it would make your RSS feed iTunes compatible. Things have not changed since then. In fact, they've tried to monetize your RSS feed, and it didn't work. And FeedBurner is now owned by Google. And to make a long story short, they're kind of like, yeah, that didn't work. And they're closing things down around FeedBurner, but not the core FeedBurner. It's all the behind-the-scenes stuff that shows like your chiclets and things like that. And thanks to Daniel J. Lewis of the Audacity to Podcast, I actually threw this question out to a LinkedIn group, and Daniel gave some great tips, and I'll get to that in just a second. But the key is here, what's making people nervous is Google has shut down Google Listen. They're just knocking off. They have a new, I guess, CEO. There's somebody new at Google who's basically figured out that, hey, here's how we make money. We make money selling ads, and we get people to those ads by having a great search engine. Now, they do other things. There's great webmaster tools. There's Google Analytics. But really, analytics just help people figure out, how should I advertise better? So FeedBurner doesn't really help them, I would think, a whole lot. But I also then don't think, because there are thousands, if not millions of people using FeedBurner. And if they just shut it off, we'd be in a world of hurt. Now, here's the problem and why this makes me worried, that they could potentially, maybe someday, close it down. The way it works, people always say, I need to upload my podcast to iTunes. You don't. You basically upload your podcast to your media host. We're going to talk about media hosts in a second. You make your blog post. And really all a podcast is, it is either audio or video that is connected to your blog post. That then updates your RSS feed. And if you had used FeedBurner, your RSS feed, think of this like your elbows connected to your wrist, connected to your hand. Your RSS feed is connected to FeedBurner, and FeedBurner points at iTunes. iTunes then is told, just look at FeedBurner. Don't take your eyes off FeedBurner. Well, what happens if FeedBurner goes away? iTunes is going to go, I don't know what to look at, and your connection to iTunes is then lost. And so there are features at Libsyn.com. I haven't found an easy one to find at Blueberry, but Blueberry is run by podcasters, and I'm sure if you said, hey, can you redirect my feed, they would do that. And FeedBurner is another one that's easy to change to say, hey, iTunes, keep looking at FeedBurner. I'm not over here. I'm over there now. Well, if FeedBurner goes away, there's no way to say, iTunes, quit looking at FeedBurner, unless you delete your feed. And then it turns out that FeedBurner will redirect your feed and say, hey, Dave's over there now for 30 days. And so I thought that for this to work, I like to use PowerPress. PowerPress and Libsyn are my two favorite ways, two easiest way that aren't FeedBurner, I should say, to be able to redirect your feed to say, hey, iTunes, don't look at me here. I moved over there. And so I thought if I was going to delete my feed in FeedBurner and point it at my PowerPress feed, then I would have my PowerPress feed say, hey, iTunes, look over here now. Which then would look at that feed, which would say, hey, iTunes, look at me. So you would just keep iTunes saying, look at me. Well, the great thing is Daniel Lewis, and I put this out to this podcaster group to say, hey, has anybody experimented with this yet? Because I don't think FeedBurner is going away, but it's making me really, really nervous. And Daniel had already been playing with it with his, I think his Clean Comedy podcast. And he said, yeah, you can actually just go into your... There's a thing in PowerPress, again, that's why I like it, that says, hey, iTunes, I'm not over there, I'm over here. And so I said, hey, iTunes, my new feed is my PowerPress feed. Quit looking at FeedBurner. And that worked. And according to Daniel, he wasn't sure if you were using FeedBurner for your iTunes stuff. And so what I did was I copied all my stuff from FeedBurner that was iTunes related, and I put it into PowerPress. And so now my basic RSS feed from WordPress had iTunes stuff in it. I then went into FeedBurner and said, hey, I'm not going to quit using you, but don't send iTunes stuff anymore because PowerPress has it covered. So now my basic feed was basic plus PowerPress. It went into FeedBurner, and then FeedBurner was still, because why did I do that? Because iTunes is looking at FeedBurner. I went into PowerPress and said, hey, tell iTunes not to look at FeedBurner. And it worked. It worked. So thanks to Daniel for that. I'm glad he had already been playing with that. Now, I'm not sure what's going to happen in the future if FeedBurner goes away for anybody who's not using iTunes. You know, what if they were using the feed in their Android phone or things like that? That's going to be a problem. But I was happy to see it's easy to update your iTunes. Just turn off the iTunes stuff in FeedBurner and put the iTunes stuff in PowerPress and then just use that new URL. Now, if you need help with that, if you'd like me to walk you through that, this is easily something you could do to hire me as a consultant, and I'll walk you through that whole thing. In fact, I'll probably make a tutorial about this for the School of Podcasting. But my bottom line on this is if you're starting a new podcast, I would not use FeedBurner. The only time I would use FeedBurner is because I was using a free service, and we're going to get into why it's not a good idea to use a free service, which means I wouldn't use FeedBurner anymore. Speaking of Scott Ilund and his wrestling show, if you could please put your tongue inside your cheek right now, here is a little clip of Scott.
Let me tell you something, podcasters. This is Scott Ilund from ThisWeekInWrestling.net, and I'm telling you that if you don't want me to hit you with a chair, you'll go to schoolofpodcasting.com and sign up with my buddy Dave Jackson. Because let me tell you, brother, everything you need to start a podcast is available right on that site. You just go to one spot, and you don't have to go anywhere else. Everything you need to start a podcast is available right on the School of Podcasting at schoolofpodcasting.com. Go there, and go there now, and check it out.
All right, want to talk, this is like the meat and potatoes of today's show. And if you are already on Blueberry or Libsyn, I don't want to waste your time because you're already doing things right. What I want to talk about right now is I always explain how free is not good. Free is not a good business model. Most people that do free eventually go out of business. And so I want to talk about why Libsyn and Blueberry. I already mentioned Daniel J. Lewis of the Audacity to Podcast. If you talk to Ray Ortega of the Podcaster Studio and PodcastersRoundtable.com, if you talk to Cliff Ravenscraft, the Podcast Answer Man, if you talk to Michael Dell from the Podcast Tech Coach, he's, and all those guys are .coms, by the way. I always say their name. I never say the .com. I apologize for that. And they all say Blueberry or Libsyn. Well, here's why. Here's what, if you're looking for a media host, well, first of all, do you need a media host? Yes, it's a good idea. If you put your media, your audio, your video on your website, let's say you go through HostGator, and if you don't have a web host, let me say that first. If you don't have a web host, please contact me and put quick start in the subject line. And what will happen is I will send you a link to order your web hosting. I'll earn a commission, and then I'll set up WordPress and all the plugins for you to start your podcast. It's awesome. You don't spend an extra penny. You just buy whatever it is, $8 for the hosting, and you get a free month at the School of Podcasting. But you want to have your own web host for your blog, which again, and then all you do is you attach your media to your blog. And you need a media host because while all these places say unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage, there's an asterisk there. It says for your website. And when you throw media into that, they're going to go, I don't think so. Now you can try to get away with it for a little bit. I wouldn't recommend it. So what happens is a lot of people try these free services. And so I'm going to go through here and explain why they're not good. So we have to understand where the bar is set. Libsyn and Blueberry. And speaking of Libsyn, by the way, if you want to use Libsyn, use the coupon code SOPFREE, and you'll get a free month there, okay? And I'll talk a little bit about the differences between the two as we go through here, but they do have similar systems, and that is they don't limit the amount of listeners you can have. You could have 10, you could have 10,000. Doesn't matter. You're good to go. They don't change your file format. If you upload a file that's CD quality stereo, when you download it, it's CD quality stereo. They don't change your file name. If you upload it and it says SOP324, when you download it, it says SOP324. They don't change that. they don't whack your ID3 tags. ID3 tags are the information that you store inside your audio or video file that then show up when people listen to it on like a portable player and things like that. So they don't change that. The only thing they limit is the amount you can upload per month. And it's easy to figure out. You basically record a test show. You look at it and you say, okay, well, that was a half-hour show. I'm going to put it out as mono CD quality. That's about a half a meg a minute. So a 20-minute show is 10 megs. You do the math, and there you go. Right? So they don't limit. That's the only thing they limit. And it's easy to figure out. So then you can figure out, okay, I'm going to need whatever, the $15 plan at Libsyn or the $10, $20 plan at Blueberry. And so that's where the bar is set. And when you look at Blog Talk Radio, we're going to look at Blog Talk Radio. We're going to look at Podomatic. We're going to look at Podbean. And we are going to look at Buzzsprout. These are all free services. And there are others out there. But these are the ones that I have a lot of people contact me about. Now, let's start off with Blog Talk Radio. If you're not new to the show, I basically think Blog Talk Radio is the devil. Okay? Their audio is half the quality of a CD. In other words, it's very, very, very bad. Okay? Now, you can podcast with your phone. Woohoo! So it's easy. But it sounds like caca a poo poo. Okay? And so most people publish their podcast. Now, this is published as a monofile CD quality, 64 kilobits bytes per second. Okay? And so when you come out sounding half as good as I do, you stand out, but it's in a bad way. You are the guy in the grocery line who has not taken a bath in weeks, and you're like, oof, where's the Lysol, right? You stand out, but not in a good way. All right? Now, when you go to your page on their website, they put this thing, they put a link, and we're not going to get super geeky here, but when you direct somebody to a website, it typically says HTTP, which stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol. Doesn't that sound smart, right? They use a thing called ITPC, which is not to be confused with the ITBC, which is the itty-bitty, no, IB, whatever, never mind. I'm trying to make a joke and it's not funny. ITP stands for iTunes Protocol something. And the bottom line of this is they do this because they don't know what your iTunes link is. So they use this one. It's easy. They use their RSS feed, not yours, the one that's on your page. And when people click that and they subscribe, you get zero credit, not a zip. So if you have 100 of your best friends and family members, they sign up, instead of getting a boost in your popularity listings in iTunes, you get nada. Zero. Then the great thing is because they used their feed, if you later change that feed, you can't, number one. And number two, if you mysteriously figure out a way to do that or you just move to some other service, yeah, those people have no idea. Bad. You want to control your feed. I'll put a link out in the website. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/324, you'll see I'll have a link and you can watch a video I made about the importance of controlling your own feed. Okay? So again, they build that link, they put to iTunes. It's a feed that you can't control. If you later switch, you're out of control. And so it's a feed you can't control, and it's a feed that gets you no iTunes juice. Now the other thing is free services have to make money some way. And in the case of Blog Talk Radio, there's a ton of advertising on your page. And this advertising features other podcasts. Now, do you get paid for that, for advertising other people's shows on your page? No. In fact, you actually pay for that. When you sign up, it's $40 a month. You don't get a dime of that. So, but you're paying to promote on other people's sites, as they are you. Now, if you want to do cross-promotion for podcasting, I have a website. It's free. Go to podcastclicks.com. You have a banner made, or you can make one yourself. Or if you need help with that, I can help you with that. And you basically put this code that shows other people's banners on your website, which isn't a bad idea, right? You want to find people that are listening to podcasts. And every time you show their banner on their website, they show your banner. It's a banner exchange program. And it's, oh, that's right, free. So if you're on Blog Talk Radio, And the big reason is I want to cross-promote. Just go over to podcastclicks.com and save $40. Now, why is it free? Well, because every now and then, one of the banners that's going to come up on your website says School of Podcasting. Okay? Now, the file name of your media file on Blog Talk Radio, when you download it, it doesn't reflect the show at all. That's just like a number, if I remember right. And the other thing is, if you go into your ID3 tags, which is this information inside, let's just go with audio today, so I have to keep saying audio or video. Let's just talk audio. It's the same for video. But inside the ID3 tags, they list Blog Talk Radio as the author. Well, I'm sorry, you're the author. And they put your name under, I forget where it is, but they mess up your ID3 tags in a nutshell. And they put their branding on your podcast. So it's like, hey, who is this? Who am I listening to? It's going to show I'm listening to Blog Talk Radio. No, they're listening to you. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, no, you didn't. So again, their price is $40 a month. And the reason they do this is not horrible. They gave you the capability to do 2 hours of podcasting for 30 days. And if you do that, that's going to be a lot of space. Even at their really, really crappy CD quality, it's going to take up a lot of room. So the bad news is, I don't think anybody out there is podcasting for 2 hours every single day. So you're paying for things that you're not using. You know, you might podcast 2 hours a week, but unless you're doing some sort of daily radio show, I highly doubt that. So you're paying for money for technology that you're not using, where you could go to Blueberry or Libsyn for $15 or $20 a month. Okay, so you're paying for services you're not using. That's why Blog Talk Radio is The big one there is, again, they hijack your feed. There's no way to control it. They mess with your ID3 tags, and it sounds horrible. Other than that, it's a great option, right? All right, let's move on. Podomatic. This one, again, they have the same thing. The link they put to iTunes is a feed you can't control. Right there is a deal breaker. You have to control your feed. You get no iTunes juice if people put on there. And again, it's free. How do they make their money? They put advertising on your site. But here was the deal breaker for me. They limit your total storage. Now, what does this mean? That means your back catalog will have a limit. I mentioned Cliff Ravenscraft, the podcast answer man. He interviewed the guy from Social Media Examiner. This guy has 7 episodes out. And he said, again, I talked about this either in last week or the week before, when your audience finds you, they're like, oh my gosh, I've been looking for a podcast like this. And they go and they download your entire back catalog. Ray Ortega, good friend of mine, thepodcasterstudio.com. And when he was first getting into podcast, Ray found me. It was like, oh my gosh, this is a great podcast. Ray went back and downloaded every single episode, like hundreds of episodes. And at the time, he was working in a grocery store, and that's why Ray had the produce picker. And he told me, I've had Ray on the show. He explained how he used to listen with one earbud in, and so he could still work. But Ray went back and found my entire catalog. Now, Ray, talk about opening doors. Ray is now a full-time podcast consultant. He actually produces podcasts for people, and he does a lot of things with videos and things like that. But here again, you want to have a back catalog, okay? Because it helps build that relationship with people, and they will download it. So they limit the amount of back catalog you can have, and they limit the amount of downloads you can have a month. Now, they give you 100 gigs. Now, that is a lot of bandwidth, admittedly. But nonetheless, it's still a limit. And that means that limit can be reached, and then you're in trouble. And if you're having trouble because you ran out of bandwidth at 100 gigs, that means you have a lot of people. So you're having a problem in front of a lot of people. And that's when I went, I don't want a limit. No limits. Okay? All right, moving on to Podbean. Now, Podbean, another free service with you can pay for them. But if we look at just their free service, again, can't really blame these people for that. There's an insane, and I mean like insane amounts of advertising. You click on anything, it's got an advertisement, if not two, next to it. Okay, that's why it's free. Now, if you're going to make money with Podbean, you have to go through them. It's in their terms of service, and I actually looked into this. They have an interesting system. You can basically put a button there, an advertiser can click on it and they can say, I will pay you 5 cents a download. And then they upload their CD quality stereo file. And I'm assuming you then get to approve or disapprove that. And that's it. And then they just, I assume they put that right at the beginning of your show. And so I was like, well, that's kind of cool. Here's the point, though. You have to then podcast as CD quality stereo. Well, that means your file is bigger, which means you're going to need more hosting. I thought that was rather interesting. So again, if you're trying to do this on the cheap, you're going to end up spending, you're going to need more space. So the first kind of premium version they have is $5 a month. So you might have to go up a little more than that. You'd have to double it, really, because you're doing double. Like right now, I am at mono, CD quality mono. If I did stereo, I'm assuming it would double my space. So that's an interesting option that they have. But you do have to go through them. And their stats, I didn't even mention about this at the beginning, setting the bar high. Libsyn and Blueberry have phenomenal stats. I was looking at my Blueberry stats today, and I could see where it showed me how many plays were on the website, how many plays were on like set-top boxes like Roku and things like that. I go into my Libsyn stats, and I can see how much of my downloads came from iTunes. I can see what city, what state, what country. Amazing stats. And from what I've seen with Podbean, nowhere near it, okay? The other thing that I found really annoying about Podbean is when you log into your account, you have to go through a CAPTCHA service. You know, that weird thing, squiggly words, backwards, whatever it is. That's really annoying, right? Their player is not iPad, not iOS compatible. It's Flash. We talked about that's one of the reasons why I like to use PowerPress. You can have an HTML player. You can have your own little picture for the player. But the back end of Podbean uses PodPress. Now, we talked about that in a couple weeks ago, how PodPress is outdated. And obviously, Podbean has somehow gone in and kind of tweaked it a little bit. But the backbone of it, at least, came on PodPress. So that makes me a little worried. And if you use, now here's something that's positive. If you use the paid version with Podbean, you can change the links to iTunes because you can actually customize your entire sidebar. However, don't get too happy. You can't change really anything. You can't add plugins. So if you want to use the opt-in skin plugin, which I use to get emails and things like that, email addresses, you can't add that. It's what you get is what you get. So it's interesting, but and they do have a thing where you get so much per month. So you get unlimited storage, unlimited bandwidth, or so they say, but you only get, for $5, you get like 150 megs. But I'm not, the other thing I don't like about Podbean, let me get this squared away here, is number one, there were some things in their help menu where you could click on it and it just went to a dead page. Yeah, the thing about being able to promote your own products, if you want, you have to have their business. I actually got an email from Daphne from Podbean, and you have to use their business level, which is $70 a month. No, thank you. The other thing I thought was really weird is when you try to find out who owns Podbean. I was trying to find out like who they are, and their domain name is protected. Like you can't see who owns it. If you want to see who Libsyn is, I mean, if you go to Podbean, there's no like about us. I want to make sure here. No, there's nothing. There's a frequently asked question. But there's no like, here's where we are, here's where we're located, things of that nature. That's kind of bizarre. In fact, I actually offered at one point a time for a Podbean representative to come on here and talk about their services. And I couldn't get somebody. I have your target market. So that's the thing. That's another thing that makes me very just like the thing I like about Libsyn and Blueberry again. It's podcast media hosting started by podcasters for podcasters. And I don't have that intimate relationship that I have with Podbean. Now, Podbean does other things. You can sell t-shirts and stuff like that on their show, and you could have a built-in membership site, but you're going to be paying monthly for that. There's an additional monthly fee for that, and there are plugins that you can buy once and use on WordPress and save a lot of money. So again, that's why it's not a good option. And like I said, if you do go, you get stuck with their iTunes links. You don't control your feed. And the only way you get some control is if you then use a paid service. But then again, their stats aren't any good. So Podbean, no thank you. Yes, you have unlimited bandwidth. Yes, you have unlimited storage. But your stats stink. And your support is a little questionable. And I want to be able to say whatever I want to say on my podcast. I want to be able to promote affiliate links. I want to be able to do whatever I want to do. And your terms of service limit me on that. Last but not least, Buzzsprout at buzzsprout.com. Seems like they're on the right path. You can, for $9 a month, you can upload 4 hours of content. And your episodes are hosted indefinitely. So there we go. Good back catalog. There are no ads on your Buzzsprout website. And if you do go over your 4 hour limit for uploads, it's only $2 per hour. So far, so good, right? And they have more other plans. There's 12 and there's 19, things like that. What I didn't like about this is when I downloaded, well, I uploaded a show, and when I then downloaded the show, they had converted it. I uploaded a 128 stereo CD quality file, and when I downloaded it, it would had been converted to 64. So again, they're making me mono, which is kind of fine because that's what I produce at. But here's the thing. When I uploaded a file that was 64 mono up and downloaded it, and I will have a screenshot of this because I'm not making it up. The ID3 tags, we talked about this. This is the information inside your audio, was converted to Japanese. And when I say Japanese, I mean Japanese. So the only thing that came through was the year, the track, and my comment. But I uploaded my, I just grabbed a sample file from the podcast review show, and I can see where I was talking about. I interviewed Scott Johnson's The Computer Tutor podcast. It's over at Podcast Review Show. But my artist, my title, everything is just hieroglyphics. So for that, I go, because again, I don't want you messing with my file. And I thought it might have been something different. Like I said, I did two files. And the only thing I can think of is I uploaded one that was already 64. So I don't know if that means I have to make my own file 128, let them do the conversion. But their website, again, if you're using their free service, is it promotes big button, grab your RSS feed button, and that RSS feed is not something I can control. They put ads on your site. Again, I can't blame them for that because it's free. And it is a fairly clean site. It doesn't look horrible. I just hate the fact that they're like, hey, click here to subscribe. And that's not what I want them to use. I want them to use a different feed. Even if it was free, I'd go with FeedBurner, even though I don't want to do that. But I don't know that I can change that. Now, to their credit, Buzzsprout says, if you're using the free service, we recommend you use FeedBurner. So I give them credit for that. They're purposely trying to not steal your feed, but many people don't realize the pickle they've gotten themselves into that. So keep that in mind, but there is no way to, they're always going to subscribe to that Buzzsprout feed. There's no way to say, no, use this feed instead. The other thing I forgot to mention this about the Podbean thing is you can hide your page. So if you don't want anybody to even see it on Podbean and just use them as a media host, you could. But again, you're not going to get the stats that you were. It's a little less expensive and you get a little more space from a company that we can't really contact. Not my favorite, but I do want to point that out. You can hide your page, which I thought was okay. That's kind of interesting. But Buzzsprout, again, not horrible, but it's the same thing. You have that link to iTunes. You can't really customize it. You're not getting really paid for the advertising on your website, but you are getting paid, I guess, in the ability to upload a new episode. And if you're using their free service at Buzzsprout, you only get 2 new hours each month. The episodes are hosted only for 90 days. And again, you'll have Google ads and there's no overage. When you're out of space, you're out of space. But if you want that unlimited back catalog, you have to pay. So not a horrible service. Not sure what's going up with the ID3 tags, but for me, they still don't hold up with Libsyn and Blueberry. So not as bad as like Blog Talk Radio, things like that. But to me, that's why. So when I say that you don't have to go other places. I've done all this for you. I've gone through and I've played with these sites, and I know when I say that Libsyn and Blueberry are the two best. That's why I say this is the place when you are ready to start your podcast. I've done all this work for you. And if you have questions, I can explain, but that's kind of what I'm doing today. So, and the big difference between Blueberry and Libsyn. Libsyn, you get a little more storage for your buck. If you go with the $20 value at Libsyn, you can have your own iPhone and your Android app made. The one thing that, and with Libsyn, you can now actually, if you listen to the Podcaster Studio, Rob Walsh was just on there explaining how, and I need to investigate this, you can actually make your post in Libsyn and then have it post it to your WordPress. But in my red flag there is, won't I then have identical show notes in two places, which I think is a Google red flag, right? You'll get flagged for duplicate content. Not sure. I need to check into that. But the one thing that Blueberry does that Libsyn doesn't, in the same way that the one thing that Libsyn does, they have the cool smartphone thing, is Blueberry, you can actually, as you upload your media file from within WordPress, you can actually have it add your ID3 tags. So that's kind of make things a little easier with Blueberry, but it's also then a little more expensive. So I hope you understand that. In general, you want to, you hear where all those, if you use the free accounts, and even if you use the paid versions, they're not the best solution. The best solution for podcasting is to use Libsyn or Blueberry for your media host, and then use a self-hosted WordPress on whatever hosting you want to use, be it Bluehost, be it HostGator. I like HostGator because you can go month by month. You don't have to buy a year in advance. And again, if you're interested in buying web hosting, contact me and you'll get a whole big bonus for ordering through my affiliate link. Just put Quick Start in the guy in the subject line when you send it to dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. All right, last up, I wanted to just give you, this is kind of podcasting related. A lot of us use Twitter to promote our podcast. And I wanted to tell you about, I guess it's Tweriod, TWERIOD.com. Now, what this does is this, again, now here's an example where their free service is kind of handy. So I'm not always against free stuff, but I am when it comes to media hosting. But what this does, you can actually go over to that, and what it does is it will tell you when people are opening your tweets. So for instance, I did this. Now you get a free report once a month. And again, if you want more, if you want to keep, you know, running reports, you can sign up for a premium account. But you can actually see like hourly graphs. You can see what days are better. And this then helps you to know, well, I should tweet when people are listening. So it is Tweriod.com, and that is TWERIOD.com. And want to say special thanks to Robert Chaz Chute over at allthatchaz.com and selfhelpforstoners.com. And want to thank Scott Island from thisweekinwrestling.net and the Baseball Experience for their lovely testimonials. I deeply appreciate that. And that's just those guys saying what I've been saying. If you want to start a podcast, there's one place on the internet to go, and that is theschoolofpodcasting.com. We've got step-by-step tutorials. We've got resources. So if you need music, if you need graphics, it's all there in one place. We're going to save you time, because isn't your life busy enough? Why not find somebody who's overcome all the hurdles and can just get you through and get you up and running quickly, professionally? You're going to sound great. You're going to look great, and you're going to start opening doors like Marcy and Scott and everybody else. So it is the place. And I'm ready to help you. So join today. Go over to schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you'd like to contact me again, I always love to talk to anybody about podcasting. I was talking to a college student from Canada last week who's writing a paper on radio. Love to talk to people about podcasting. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. You can leave a comment out on our blog. You can use the voicemail button on the right-hand side. And I'm talking really fast now because I got to leave, because very soon, I mentioned this a couple episodes, the School of Podcasting is going to have a physical location. And my wife, God bless her, she rocks, found a really inexpensive office that sounds just like it was made for me. And the reason I'm doing that, just so you know, is I'm actually, if you have this problem, I have a problem where I will tell my wife, I'm going to check my email for 15 minutes, and then I'm gone for 4 hours. So I'm actually going to separate my podcasting life and my actual family life by about 3 blocks. And so I'm very excited about this. And it's just going to be, I'll have a little more control. And hopefully I won't have neighbors that do human sacrifices or light their children on fire as soon as I hit record. So that's exciting. I will update you on that in the future. Thank you again so much for listening. And I'll see you on the inside. Till next week, class is dismissed.